This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
You reap what you sow, brother.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Payday Friday. That's all you need to know.
And Lover's Day.
What do you mean?
Can't do it.
Valentine's.
Oh.
Will you be my Valentine's, Stymie?
I'm out.
What time's that Eagles parade start?
So you come in trolling.
Is that going on right now?
Who cares? We're in the Bay.
Can we get that Eagles parade up on the
We're in the Bay.
I'm kidding.
You got to be on your A game. We got celebrities out. Stephen A could be listening right now. Hey. Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah, hey. Just in case.
Oh, man.
You don't know.
This is Evan,
you don't know.
Today.
Yeah. Ocho Cinco, the
what
big dogs
him?
In town. They could be listening. Just bring your A game. Bonte trolling.
You actually think that I'll be affected by the people who may be listening?
Evan gets you
Please.
Down sometimes. I see
lock
what you're
in.
Talking about.
Yeah. Shut up. Don't tell me to lock in.
He's got a nice bowling shirt on right
hey.
Now. I love it.
Tell you what. Warriors win last night. They're 3-1 with Jimmy Butler. Head into the All-Star break 28-27. Draymond Green called Jimmy Butler a franchise changer.
Wow.
Boy.
That's heavy. But we didn't need to hear that. I think we all kind of knew. Stoney, you were coming around. Like, Butler's resume speaks for itself, but I'm with you. 3-1. Boy, that lead got, it 24-point lead got to 2? I was like, they can't blow. This would be a nightmare, but they held on, Stoney.
Yeah, they
8 days off.
Yeah, that team was not going to be able to complete a comeback with Jeff Green, Aaron Holiday, and Jock Landale.
Who was scoring some buckets?
Oh, yeah.
Landale.
Put some respect on his name, Stoney.
He's a Gale. I know. He's a Gale. My question is for Warrior fans, and talking to the boss, and he's giving me grief before the show. Better be careful. But, you know, how are we judging this Warrior team right now? Like, what are we judging them like a championship contender? Are we judging them like a 500 team? Are we judging them like a team that's, you know, 14-20 since they got off to that great 12-3 start? And, like, how much has Jimmy Butler changed the expectations of Warrior fans?
Mm.
I mean, are we talking significant run in the postseason? I mean, let's just lay it on the line. Are we talking making the playoffs and winning a round? We talking about Western Conference Finals? Anybody out there thinking title now again? I mean, Jimmy Butler is. You see that video Jimmy Butler sent on? It was right after the trade. It was right after the trade, and he said, championship coming soon.
I missed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll take a crack at it since you asked, Donnie.
All right.
The only thing I don't like about what's going on with the Warriors right now is what they've created pre-Jimmy Butler, and that's their record. I hate right now, partner, they're sitting at 10th, 28-27. I know 3-1 since the trade, but I'm being real with you. We kind of had fun with Willard and Dibbs doing the crossover a couple days ago. I am, Steiny, the cars in the garage of Western Conference Finals and the Warriors being a team you don't want to see in a series. But the bottom line is, I mean, you got sack after the break. You got 8 days off. They're ahead of you. You're tied with them, but they're ahead of you. Steiny, this team can do some damage, and we hadn't even talked of the caveat of Jonathan Kuminga. At some juncture will come back. So, I mean, I don't know how shocked you are. You don't look like you're getting mad that I'm saying that, but Jimmy Butler's a dude, and I think he's making everybody's job easier. I don't even think I know. So I'm there now, Steiny. They got to go handle their business. But I tell you what, if it somehow ended up in a play-in, road or home, Jimmy Butler has given me ultra confidence in the Warriors going to do what they haven't done in all of the – since the inception of the play-in. They haven't won a game.
Yeah. Hit it, Evan. Let's play what Jimmy Butler said. This is fun.
Yo, Dub Nation, Jimmy Butler here. Just touchdown, do this physical. Super excited, ready to win, ready to work, ready to put on a show for y'all. Let's get it. Championship coming soon.
All right, Jimmy
Wow.
Butler.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah.
He was a little frisky last night. Couple dunks off verts, off two. He likes to dunk off two.
He's not a one-foot jumper.
Yeah. I was a one-foot jumper. I couldn't do two. Like, you and Evan have never dunked. I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're 6'4". I would hope.
Evan, no doubt about
it.
Yeah, Black Men can jump. Yeah.
Pots can dunk.
Evan, you're right. Yeah. Black Men can jump, Steiny. Oh, boy.
Can anybody think of another trade that's happened in the Bay Area where it's kind of just turned around the fortunes of a team? And I know this one hasn't all the way been turned around, but it sure looks like...
Well, McCaffrey.
Yeah, McCaffrey. I think the 49ers were, what, 3-4 when they got him? I was thinking Jimmy Garoppolo. Well,
okay, I got you. Because the Niners had something already established.
Who?
With the Niners, when they went and got McCaffrey. They'd already been to a Super Bowl.
They had, but yeah, they were not having a great year when they got him. Jimmy Garoppolo, when he came and...
Yeah.
They traded for him, and then he sat for a while, and then he started quarterbacking, and they won their last five games. But it seems apparent that the Warriors players believe in themselves more than they have in the past.
Good
I don't
call.
Know where that takes them. But, you know, you guys that listen know that I've compared this team to We Believe.
Mm-hmm. My man, Evan, he's sticking to that. I love you, baby.
And can they go as far as the We Believe team?
I don't see why not. And I'm going to say this about life and the Golden State Warriors this year, Steiny. Let's put a rat on the table early this Payday Friday, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. If everything is everything, Jimmy Butler would not be in another uniform. They benefited from a change of scenery was needed, relationships getting toxic, and... It happens. And right now the Warriors have had the basketball gods bestow on them Jimmy Butler. And Steiny, again, I know he's not Kevin Durant, but when he's out there, I feel like the Warriors have just another superhero to go with what they already had, and it's rejuvenated everybody.
Yeah, that's the way it looks to me. That's the way it looks to me. And they've got, what do they have now, 27 games remaining.
That's a blink.
After the game last night. They don't play again until next Friday. They have to go to Sacramento. But
damn.
If you're a Warrior fan, I mean, I just want you to try to remember what it was like last Wednesday when this team was kind of in a malaise and think about where they are now and how much the fortunes of this team has changed. I mean, it feels to me like they might have a puncher's chance. You know, they obviously still have to win a lot of games and get into the postseason. They still probably will have to get to the go through the play-in game.
Yeah.
But as long as they ensure themselves a home game, I think, you know, they can certainly win one out of two, and that's what they'd have to do if they were in the seventh or eighth spot. So 888-957-9570 is the number. I just want to talk to Warrior fans about how far they think this team can go. And what has Jimmy Butler done to turn this thing around? We got a ton going on today.
Man.
We will be giving out our last spot in Knockout. That's in the 12 o'clock hour. So if you want to play Knockout at Chase Center on the same floor that Steph Curry does his magic, that's in the 12 o'clock hour. That's going to get your that's going to be your opportunity to call in. Also, you know our guy's going big time.
Evan?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him. I'm going to pull up on him.
So Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy.
They're
going to be broadcasting live tonight from the Amador Club. So Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy from 6 to 9 are going to be on 95.7 The Game. And it's a cigar night at Amador, at the Amador
Ocho
Club.
Ocho Cinco will be in the house.
So Evan and Grandy are going to be broadcasting from a party thrown by Chad Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens.
T.O.
Other celebrities, Dusty Baker's going to be there, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson, and many more. So I'm going to assume that between 6 and 9 tonight, you're going to have a who's who of celebrity interviews from Evan and Grandy.
You going to pull up?
Maybe.
All right.
That's all brought to you by the Celebrity Pickleball Bash. For your tickets to this weekend's event, go to celebritypickleballbash.com. That's right. We got a monster pickleball tournament in town. We got the NBA All-Star Game.
Rick Barry.
How many of you feel in the All-Star Game? You starting to feel it?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel it. I felt it last night. Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Sure. 888-957-9570. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Water.
Championship coming soon.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Jimmy Butler trolling? Is he trolling?
Nah, he means that.
Oh, he means it.
He's been to the finals twice.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't think outside of Bam, and I love that Heat team, they had resolve, they had grit, but he didn't have a Steph Curry, Stani. He didn't have a, you know, another superhero per se.
Yeah.
He had Iguodala.
Dre, the 23rd, Evan? That Sunday, the retirement?
Oh, yeah. Number 9's going up forever.
I'm going, Stani.
You know what's one of the fun things about All-Star Weekend is to see how many of y'all are really thirsty. And
he's talking to me.
The reality is that so many of you out there that are really thirsty are not going to be able to get your thirst quenched.
Oh, man.
If there's one thing I know about All-Star Weekend, it's that a lot of you out there
don't have them.
Are going to be kicking around the streets looking to get into a party that you can't get into.
He deserved it.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
That's just the bottom line.
I am working. I'm waiting on Stoudy. I got to tell you,
I'm
Steph,
sure you're
waiting
on something.
I'm a little hurt. We didn't get invited to the Curry party.
Where's Curry having a party?
We don't know.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of those?
Yeah, Bonte told me on the way out. It's one tonight, one tomorrow. Yeah. He sent you a jersey. You can get us on the guest list.
That's not what. You know what?
I can dance now.
I have a rule. I don't go somewhere I'm not invited. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm with you.
Yeah, well, that's there you go. Like, for example, I think you went to an event last night.
I was invited. Mark Spears.
Yeah.
Your boy Sal Castan. We had a great time.
I'm glad.
Whitley, Sandretto.
Okay.
Aaron Wilson.
Great.
Shout out Kron.
Okay.
Sipping cab.
See,
your boy's off that rant. Well, yeah.
This is something that if you go to a party, you can't name drop everyone that was there.
Yeah.
And you can't take a picture 20 seconds in. Come on. But Stoudy, I ain't thirsty. I'm going to pull up on Evan tonight.
Anyway,
I'm just worried about seeing T.O.
Anyway, if you see Guru walking around San Francisco tonight, a little bit despondent with his chin dragging. And want him to one of these events, man. Can you?
I'm sitting there looking at Kirk Lake up like, do I ask him? But I didn't. You know, just Where the party at? That's all. We were right there. Anyway.
I want to play this from Kirk Lacob. This is from the interview we had with him a couple days ago. And this is what's been crossing my mind about the new expectations for this team.
Steph is, he's just the best. This guy makes everybody else's job so easy. The way he goes about things, the trust he puts in people, puts pressure on at the appropriate times, the leadership he shows, the work ethic he has, it just makes everybody's job easier. We're always working with him to find a way to give him the best possible set of opportunities to win. This guy's, he's brought four championships to the Bay. He deserves to give a chance to bring five, six, seven, whatever it is. And sometimes it's not a linear path. If you try to do too much, you affect your ability to maybe win the next year or maybe make the big move next. So it's a very delicate balance because you can't always wait for the next thing. Sometimes you got to make a decision. In this case, there was an opportunity to do something that we thought materially changed our odds this year and next year. And we also gave us the opportunity to continue to do things after this move. And Steph was all about that. He's not about just winning number five.
He's not about just winning number five.
Stoney, that, go ahead. I'm going to let you handle it. Wow, man.
Well, the bottom line is, it seems to me like this team is comfortable with the fans once again thinking that they have a title run in them.
So the bar has been raised. If you reach it, that's another story, but I love that.
Well, I mean, Kirk Lacob brought up championships.
With an S.
And I was just asking about Steph and, you know, what, how long is he going to play and, how's he doing and what's the forecast? And twice during the interview, Kirk Lacob talked about, you know, winning another championship. Butler's talking about winning a championship when he got here. Draymond Green is calling Jimmy Butler a franchise changer.
Yeah.
And my question now is, what are your expectations for this team? Are you starting to look at this team and are you going to judge him like you did in the last couple years where you still thought a championship was in sight? I mean, if you want to, like, my feeling is if the Warriors want to talk about being a team capable of making a big run, then we gotta assess them like a team that's capable of making a big run, not a team that's coming out of the dynasty and getting a little grace period from the fans because they won in 2022 and they know that they got to start rebuilding at some point, but the Jimmy Butler trade now puts the Warriors right back in the crosshairs, and they're talking deep playoff run. So how do you guys feel about where the Warriors are at right now?
I understand it, and I'm juiced, Steiny. Seriously, I really am. And I know we had fun yesterday talking about can 12-3 be duplicated, and I know they got more than 15 games left, but it's off to a grand start, 3-1, baby. And the team in front of you, when this is all said and done and you get back on the hardwood next Friday, if you can get that win against Sac, that'll help you in the standings and surpass them.
Yeah, when I think about the Warriors and this trade they made, and it was the middle of last week when Jimmy Butler was acquired, and you know, he's an older player, obviously, and the Warriors are doubling down on an elderly core, if you will. But the reality is if those three guys can stay healthy, then this team might have action. And I was skeptical of this trade, obviously, because I Jimmy Butler's under contract for 2.5 more years. So, you know, what happens this year is only going to be part of the story. And
they feel good set up for the future.
I mean, Jimmy Butler could, Warriors could be going great, and you know, Jimmy Butler's got him playing at another level. They still have to stay healthy. They still have to get through series if they can get into the playoffs. And it does feel to me, though, like if they don't make a run at it, and I don't know what that means. Well, I do know what it means. It means make the play in and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, get a series or series.
You know, then I think now it'll be wholly disappointing if the Warriors don't finish, let's say, in the top eight, I would think.
No doubt. And how about this? Again, I'm not running Steph out of town. We don't want it to end. But I guess Kirk Lacob was really telling us, until it's over, Stoney, with this acquisition of Jimmy Butler, they feel like they got action. And that's why he used the plural in regard to championships. Like, they feel good. They feel set up. And I understand it for the next 3 years at least with Butler, Dre, and Steph.
Well,
and hopefully Kuminga.
I thought what was interesting that Kirk said, too, is he said, you know, we've given him a chance. Can I play it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, because there was something that really stuck out.
Steph is, he's just the best. This guy makes everybody else's job so easy. The way he goes about things, the trust he puts in people, puts pressure on at the appropriate times, the leadership he shows, the work ethic he has, it just makes everybody's job easier. We're always working with him to find a way to give him the best possible set of opportunities to win. This guy's, he's brought four championships to the Bay. He deserves to give a chance to bring five, six, seven, whatever it is. And sometimes it's not a linear path. If you try to do too much, you affect your ability to maybe win the next year or maybe make the big move next. So it's a very delicate balance because you can't always wait for the next thing. Sometimes you got to make a decision. In this case, there was an opportunity to do something that we thought materially changed our odds this year and next year. And we also gave us the opportunity to continue to do things after this move. And Steph was all about that. He's not about just winning number five.
All right. So he said they've materially changed this team. And why did he say this year and next?
Because he believes it.
No, but why didn't he say Butler's on a contract for another year? Why didn't he say this year, next, and the next? Yeah. See, Butler's going to be here the rest of this year and next 2 years. Why did he say?
He was like Evan. I'm using Evan's word. He was locked in just to, you know, he didn't want to.
That sounds
too much.
Like, sounds to me like they're coming off Butler in a year.
Well, if we've learned anything about Jimmy Butler, the last year of a contract is typically when things tend to blow up.
Perry Mason.
You know what? Kudos to Kirk Lacob for.
Yeah, he's feeling good. Hey, and I'm gonna say this, and I can do it because I back the truck up with the best of them. But that is born out of keeping it real, Steiny. I'll tell you this: the Warriors had. I'm going out on a limb here. As much as I believed. Pre-Jimmy Butler, that Warrior team wasn't doing nothing. Now that I look at what they're doing, even with Jimmy, and they are, you know, some blown leads, but, you know, hadn't cost them. Steiny, that team was dead. And that's why they went out and made this move, and that's why they were trying to get any and everybody. Now that the dust is settled, I just kind of – I tricked myself into – hey, I got my popcorn. Shout out to you. I got my popcorn, Steiny, but I don't think I was going to like the movie. And I think we saw half of the movie last year that culminated in no playoff berth. And now all of a sudden you go get a dog and you got action again. And partner, I know you're about the birth certificate. I know you are. I think of Giannis last year. I think of in years past. Steiny, it don't matter what age you are. I get the conventional wisdom that older player gets hurt before a younger player, but injuries can pop up at any time. And if somehow the Warriors avoid that, we got major action, and I think we got a big three again.
What do you think this means, Goo, from Bee's Knees on the YouTube chat? I don't like Steiny being optimistic about the Warriors.
Yeah, you've created not a troll, but you're negative. And now you're kind of
– I'm skeptical. I'm not negative. I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, some will say you got to own it.
Bottom line is
– you're feeling frisky.
Who?
You. About this team and
No. You are.
I appreciate it.
No, you are.
No.
You. Let me
Jimmy say, said championship. Hey. Jimmy Butler. Why are you smiling?
Because, I mean, this is all-star goo. That's what's happening today.
I like that.
Yeah, this is all-star goo. I can tell you're wound up because of the all-star game. You're feeling all energetic.
About the 3-1, not the parties.
You can't wait to people watch, see if you can see some celebrities. You're on cloud nine, and I'm not going to get in the way. I'm not
going to
get in the way tonight.
No, stop. It's the 3-1. It has nothing to do with people watch. I've been around the block, man.
Well, I don't know. I
this is about the 3-1.
This is about the parties.
That hurts. Stoney, I've been around.
Not really, though. You've been pretty sheltered.
Eddie House? Mario Ellie? Roy Williams?
Are they in town?
No, but I've been around this. Rappers. Spice One? This ain't new to me. I'm from the Yume. Steiny, come on now. But I will pull up on Evan tonight at the cigar lounge.
Just $1. You, it's just a broadcast. It's not an attendance, I don't think. Tell you what, why don't you just listen to the radio rather than go to the
event? Can I share something with you?
Sure.
I was one of the tallest guys last night in Alameda, and I got to tell you, Stoney, I had a fresh cut. There was a couple people looking to see, I'm older, like, who you play for? And then they see me close up and know I'm older, but it felt good to know.
They used to have an old-timers game.
Spears is taller than you.
That's the one guy. Shout out Spears. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. I want to know how Warrior fans' expectations have changed.
Yeah.
Should I start talking about this team like it's going for a title?
Well, I'll do this.
Because then I could be like, boy, they got a long way to go.
Okay.
I mean, they got to stay healthy, you know. But
these aren't the fans. You just played the soundbite from Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
He mentioned championship. Kirk Lakeup went plural. The opportunity. So, Stoney, this is not just fan filibuster. We're hearing it from the guys. We're hearing it from the team. That's all I'm saying. And there is no reason now not to be excited. That's all. Because I don't like where we were headed. We were headed nowhere. I just said it a minute ago. Now look at this. The possibility.
It's gotten off to a really good start.
There we go.
They've got a long way to go.
But he's a part of us, Jimmy, moving forward. So just in that instance, Donnie, that's exciting as well.
What do you mean?
Like this summer, they can make some moves, but they got their heart. They got their core. You know what I mean? They don't got to ask anybody. They're in a relationship now.
Yeah, they are. They are. With an older lady. With an older woman.
Simmer.
Whoa.
I mean, it's an older couple.
What does that mean?
It just means that...
You still celebrate Valentine's?
I'm just saying.
You heard Rick Barry yesterday.
Let's go to Filmo Mike.
Mike. Oh, he knows where the parties are.
That ain't Belichick.
We'll see.
Michael, get us on the guest list.
Hey, that's funny. I was going to say, we like Bill Belichick. But now, I'm with you, Steiny. In regards to, I was very skeptical. I didn't like the trade. And I love you, Guru, because the way you talk, bro, is so. You say the birth certificate. You don't say his age. You say just the birth certificate. Everybody just knows what you mean. You're just pure gold. And then, I was gonna holler, bro. Like, bro, the Bay right now is lit. Like on some real talk. Like, bro, it's like a vibe right now, bro. Like I was out last night, and I didn't even expect to really like go out.
Yeah.
Somebody, I had a release party. Then I showed over to the city. I was at the club. Then I went to another club, Club Temple. Went to Vanity. I went to 1015. I ended up at Phoenix Lounge. Man, it was a vibe.
Oh my
last
God.
Night. I hopped in an Uber. Man, it was kind of lit.
Where's it like, at tonight, Mike? Me and Stoddy and Evan might pull up.
We're going to be everywhere. We got this spot, Studio X. It's a little shindig. Well, you know,
X.
It's a little private event.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Studio X. It's my boy's studio.
So if we say your name at the door, you'll come get us?
Say my name. Say, hey, Filmo
say
Mike
my
is
name,
in the building. All you got to do is let them know Filmo Mike and holla at OP. His
okay, OP.
We got a bunch of tourists that are going to be using Filmo Mike to get into every club in
Mike,
the city.
Mike, who the hell is this? Yeah.
Hey, it's all good. You guys are royalty. Anybody from 95-70 game is royalty. Y'all should have passes to every. And you know what's so fun about these events? You got the big events, and then you got the small shindigs. That's where you really get your network cracking at. It's the small shindigs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The little Mitchells. Steiny, I need to be your plus one. Don't be hating, bro. For real.
Steiny, you're juice. I can tell.
It's Black History Month, Steiny. Me and Guru better be your plus one. I don't want to hear nothing else.
Let's go. Let's go, Mike. I'm going to hit you.
Stay safe out there, my man.
Black Mets. Yeah. You're ready. I can tell. I know what you do. What's the word? You're trying to put it on me, but that's how you feel, and it's all good. I can tell you got a pep in your step.
It's because it's payday.
Well, that's right. That too.
That's it. Guru, I will be at zero parties this weekend.
Well, we're having one that we have every payday Friday, so it starts there.
That's not an all-star event.
We don't know what's going to happen at the ship
Stop.
Today. Evan, it could be something entirely different. Come on, man. Own it.
Yeah, Sonny, I will drag you to the Amador Club tonight.
I wrote down Studio X. I'm going to your club, Ocho Cinco and then fall into Studio X.
By the way, I heard Filmo Mike on the radio last night.
What?
So either...
Oh, boy.
He recorded it and then went to the clubs. Okay. Or he wasn't at all the clubs.
I bet it was the first one.
Yeah.
It was the first one. Let's go to Horace in Texas. Hey, Horace, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. You guys still doing good?
Hanging in, Horace.
Well, thanks.
Yep.
Well, you asked, Steiny, you asked about how do I feel about him right now as far as, you know, title or deep run in the playoffs. Well, I think we need a little bit more than just Jimmy Butler. We got to see what the buyout market can bring. I don't know who all is available. I heard some rumors that we have Kelly Olynyk might be available out of Toronto. Marcus Smart might be available out of Washington. If we get those two guys or something like that, you know, we might be able to do something as far as a deep run, because Kelly, he's a big 6'11". He can shoot the three, so that means he can spread the floor. A little bit of a presence in the paint, but not a big shot blocker, but he's presence in the paint. He can pull you out. He can spread the floor. And we all know what Marcus Smart can do. So I think if we get those two guys, then you might be able to talk about a possible deep run in the playoffs.
Mm.
But it's gonna determine the buyout market is gonna determine how far they go. So, I don't think they can go deep just what they got now.
Wow, Horace.
I thought you were gonna ask him something.
Hold on. I was Horace. So what's your big thing right now? It sounds like size has you thinking they as is. Kuminga comes back. That's still not enough.
No, I don't think it's. I mean, I think it's enough to get them in, but as far as deep, I just think I've always felt that we are not big and long enough in the front court.
Mm.
And we need to be able to spread that floor better. And I think we need another big with experience. See, that guy, he'll also help post, too. Because he's got experience. Then you got Jimmy Butler with experience. Those two guys will help post. Like, if you know, Post is still a rookie. So right. He's going to make some rookie mistakes. That's where Kelly Olynyk would come in. So I think if you get those two guys, we all know what Marcus Smart can do defensively. So if we get those two guys, then I'll feel much better about a deeper run.
Mm. Appreciate the call, Horace, as always. Yeah, love it. Lacob did, Kirk, that is, Donnie, he mentioned that they might not be done, and we can expect a new Warrior here sometime soon. But one facet about the game we didn't talk about, Stoney, Buddy Hield came out of the starting lineup, and again, I'm not beating him up, 14 minutes, but still can't hit a shot, 0-4 from deep.
I just don't understand why you need to, you know, put the caveat on that you're not trying to beat him up. I mean,
because I don't like how he's being treated among his teammates. That's what it is. You can struggle, but then if you've been in relationships and jobs, Stoney, if you treat a person the wrong way or try to deliver the message, that becomes more than the problem.
I mean, that's all.
I'm rooting for B.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is I do kind of think that they're off to a nice start, but I was really disappointed with Houston last night.
Let's talk about it.
What is Udoka doing?
I texted Vine like I'm out on the Rockets.
He starts Aaron Holiday, who's not a starter. Jalen Green, maybe his best player, plays 22 minutes. Dylan Brooks only plays 21 minutes. And then he plays Jeff Green 21 minutes. Jeff Green!
I've always liked him. I know you don't.
Jeff Green!
Yeah.
I mean, I like him,
too. 2 of 8 from deep.
But he's 56. I mean, something. Udoka was...
I'll tell you what.
I don't know. Then the Warriors just... You know,
almost blew it, though. That version of the Rockets got it to within 2.
So what? So?
What would we be talking about had they completed it?
We haven't talked about a comeback win.
No,
Every single game is a collapse to a Rocket team that... 24-point blown lead is probably the 10th highest blown lead.
Wow.
In the league. I mean, it happens. It happens. Okay, you know what? If you're a Warrior fan, you want to focus on the win, or do you want to focus on we almost blew it?
Well, no. When you win, you don't even focus. That it's off. But when you lose it, then we talk about it.
Don't bring it up anymore.
That happened.
No, you brought it up.
It was part of the story.
Not really. It wasn't really.
You just said it.
Every team makes a run in the NBA. You're going to learn that by the end of the year. If I have to drill it into your freaking head. That's right. And now you're distracted.
No, the word I was looking for was projecting, and that's what you were doing to me. You're excited about All-Star Weekend.
Actually, that's going to get me mad if you say I'm excited about it, because I'm not. I can't wait. City's alive. Hey, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. For all vehicle types, friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. And don't forget, in the 12 o'clock hour, your shot to play knockout at Chase Center.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.